Hello guys, welcome back to another episode. I'm Taylor.
I'm Sam.
We are going to do basically a part two to last week and read y'all's submissions of shitty things your ex-boyfriends did, so stay tuned for that. The responses came flooding in.
I know, I was getting notifications from like the ones that wouldn't fit into the box of DMs, of the longer ones. I was like, oof.
I posted the box at night yesterday, so it's only really been up for 12 hours, pretty much exactly 12 hours. I was like, oh, I hope it's enough time to get a lot. Oh my God, I checked an hour after it was up. She was full.
Yeah.
You can always count on girls to have so many things their shitty ex-boyfriends did.
Oh, 1,000%.
There is no shortage of ex-boyfriend stories.
And as we were editing last week, guys, sitting in a coffee shop, I was just listening back to everything I was saying. I was like, fuck.
No, yours were fucking brutal. Listen to last week if you haven't, when you're done with this one. Yours were brutal.
Yeah, I just thought it was... And the thing is, it was so normal for me. I was like, it's crazy. Like, I can't believe I let all of these things slide in my past relationship. If shit like this were to happen now, oof, out, see you later.
It's just that level of not having the confidence.
Yeah.
Like, where you think, like, you thought you needed that man.
Oh, with everything, my social life, my dating wise, plans, everything. He was my entire life.
That's just so wild.
Like, if I broke up with him, I would have had no friends.
And good, you didn't fucking need those people.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Well, like, I mean, no, I do like, I like those people, but in the moment, it felt, because after I broke up with him, they kind of like swooped me in, and like I was their friend, which was
right,
good.
Because like you're better than the drug dealer.
Yes, yeah, 100%. Whereas, like, there can be certain situations. Sorry, I'm going on a tangent right now about this.
No, that's.
But there are certain situations with people, and like when you're in a relationship with your boyfriend, and your friends are only your boyfriend's friends. And if you were to break up, majority of the time, those boyfriend's friends would just be like, see you later. Never see you again. Which, like, I got lucky and it wasn't that situation.
Yeah, but I wouldn't honestly blame them if it was like guys, because it's like, that's your...
Yeah, well, my friend group in high school was like 50-50, like gender, 50% girls, 50% boys. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, one thing about you?
One thing about me is that I'm just so excited to move. This might be our last episode.
I know, we got to figure that out.
In the studio, we could maybe do next week because we have
this. You're going to need to come back here more probably, right, anyway?
Oh, yeah. So. Well, because I'm selling these chairs, but like I'm getting sketched out by Facebook Marketplace that we have this house a little bit after I move. So I might have people come once I'm not living here anymore, just because like I'm just a fucking sketchball. Someone came out and bought our couch off Instagram. And Instagram is left sketchy to me because, like, she followed me. I can see her fucking whole Instagram. Like, I knew she was just a normal girl.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess she could have not been, but she was. And, like, they were normal. But Facebook is just, like, profile looks sketchy, bro.
I sold my TV console the other day on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah.
And I literally was so excited because I thought I was selling it by myself. But then all of a sudden, because it was an hour before I was pre-gaming for the rodeo, all my friends showed up. So I had a bunch of people there. Well, they showed up to pick up the TV console. I was like, thank God.
Right.
If I was alone for this. But it turned out. So I learned more about the girl that bought it for me. She does home staging for realtors. So she just has a massive like rental truck that she has been driving around all day just buying things for staging, which I thought was cool.
That's cool.
That's a fun job.
I was going to say it's a job you would like.
Yeah, I would like that job.
Yeah. But yeah. Selling stuff on Facebook Marketplace is just scary. And I posted a TikTok being like, nothing makes you feel more single than when you have to move.
Uh-huh.
Just because, like, no one's there to fucking help you. Like, I can't be like, hey, can you come over? So when I sell stuff on Facebook Marketplace, like, someone's here.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it just makes you feel so single when you have to move. Like, I was carrying my dressers downstairs, like, by myself. What the fuck is that? You know?
I know. You need a man to do that shit. But honestly, I didn't even have my boyfriend help me with really anything. But,
I can't wait to move.
My one thing about me is I hate my espresso machine. No, I'm kidding. I'm so kidding with that, but I'm doing a series right now on TikTok of becoming a barista, and I did not realize how complicated espresso machines are. The pulling, every bag of beans that you buy has to have a different setting in the machine. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm just trying to figure it out. But I got a perfect pull of espresso today, and I didn't record it because I was in a rush, and I was like, fuck. But I hate my machine. It's stressful. But at the same time, like, I love waking up in the morning because it's like a part of my routine. I saw, you know who it was? Gals on the Go. Daniela is her name.
Danielle.
She's doing that new AM series thing. I saw, who's the makeup girl?
Makeup by Kellyanne.
Yeah. So her morning routine, she has like a coffee machine. Danielle asked her, like, do you have to do all that? And she's like, no, I could do automatic, but I like the manual settings. Like, and I was like, oh my God, I've never related so hard to that. The manual settings.
Oh, have, I like, know exactly what you said. She's like, I like to do it.
Yeah. I'm like, that's how I feel in the morning. Like I like having a very detailed morning routine. Yeah. And I liked that. I was like, oh, I relate to that.
I realize this is like related, but also not related at all. I keep seeing these TikToks that I didn't know, and I feel like you would have appreciated this information, having my Nespresso machine for so long. Any coffee pod, if you put it in there, if you double tap the button, it'll pull it as a double espresso instead
That's
of
what
a
I
coffee.
Do. That's what I used to do.
Oh, you used to do that? Yeah, I used to always do that? Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. But someone made a comment on my video, too, of something about, like, and this is why I spiked my Nespresso, and I was like, but it tastes like shit. Like, my like espresso compared to the Nespresso machine, it tastes so different.
Good.
Yeah. So that's what I have to say. Sorry, I'm hating on all of my girls listening to this right now that have a Nespresso machine. I know it.
I got their back. I love my Nespresso.
What?
I said I got their back. I love my Nespresso.
Well, yeah, you like coffee more. Mm-hmm. Like I like making lattes. So if I was more into coffee, I would probably stick with it, but I don't.
Yeah.
You know, because you can't do like an iced coffee or cold brew coffee, or not a cold brew, but like, you know what I'm saying? You know, yeah. Like espresso.
But. Anyways, my favorite of the week is just Lyft ATX.
It'd be a vibe out there.
I just love it there. Like, it's so fun. Like recently, oh, it's so fun. Like, I can't explain it. It's the best vibes. I look forward to my workouts there every single day. I was looking at one of their reels today, which is why I made it a favorite, because it was just like a stupid reel, this person like dancing. It was like when you're trying to have a good workout but the music's good, whatever, they just make little reels, and I'm like, no other gym makes like stupid reels like this with their like what are we called, like just the people that go there. I don't know, it's just fun. It's just such a fun vibe, even if like there's a few weirdos, which like every gym has a little bit of weirdos. It's just fucking fun. And like, I go with my friends and like, we go at the most perfect time. I love it there.
Yeah, it is a vibe.
I'd stay there forever.
I know. My favorite of the week is The Gentlemen on Netflix. It's a TV show that just came out. Really good. They're only doing one episode a week, so it's like a slow burnout if you're going to start watching it. And I don't know how to explain the movie, but it's basically about this drug cartel. And they are doing it under a massive mansion, and the people that are selling drugs are just, it's like there's so much going on, but it's so good.
So is it like action-y drama?
Yeah, but also comedy.
Oh.
It's very interesting. I was like cracking up, but also at the same time like getting scared because there's action into it. So I was like.
And it's like a TV show. It's not like a documentary.
It's a TV show with actors and everything. But it is really good. It's on Netflix. And I want to say the episode was an hour. I could be totally wrong, but, or maybe an hour and a half. I don't know. It was long.
Cool. But
yeah, definitely give it a watch.
I'm going to give like a secondary favorite because you just recommended a show. I'm rewatching The Fosters. Oh my God, y'all. That show is so, it's so bad. It's so good. I don't know how to explain it. It's so good. If you want a cheesy fucking show that's not serious and you can rewatch and binge because it's old. I'm obsessed with that show. My mom used to hate it. I used to watch it at home. So I texted her. I'm like, guess what show I'm watching? And she's like, that's the worst fucking show. I'm like, no, you just don't appreciate it. Mm-hmm. It's so good. That's my secondary favorite is The Fosters on Hulu.
I need to get into watching more things.
I only rewatch. Starting a new show is so hard for me.
Because Bachelor is about to come to an end. Love Island, or not Love Island. Love is Blind just ended.
New Survivor just started. So I'm going to be knees deep in that.
Liv last night was making me kind of into the idea of watching 911.
I love 911.
Is that one that's, it's different concept every,
no.
So it has to do with each other? Okay, so I have to start from season one?
Yes.
Can I, oh, you're telling me I can't start at like season five?
No.
Fuck.
I'm not caught up to real life. I'll have to jump back into where I was watching it, but I was watching it on my own, and then I started watching it with my ex-boyfriend, so I stopped watching it when we broke up. I know, sad. So I need to jump back into it. It's so good because there's a lot of drama.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know what's up with the.
Okay, maybe I'll consider it. What was it, on people. Netflix or Hulu?
Hulu.
Okay. Gotcha.
Oh my God, it's so good. Yeah, like when we watch like the same show, so I can talk to you about it.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Well, I'm going to be so behind.
I'm not caught up. I don't know how many seasons there are. Okay. I might be on season like three or something.
Gotcha. All right. Well, Love is Blind. I know we haven't watched the reunion yet. That's on tomorrow night, which actually is the day that this goes live because we're filming on a Tuesday. This goes live on Wednesdays. Love is Blind reunion also is on Wednesday. But from what we've seen, have you seen the altars?
Yeah. And like there's some hot gossip. I think more people need to be made to go to the weddings. Why do we
I know, right?
To?
But don't they get fined like $50,000 if they don't go?
That's what I heard. But I feel like that can't be right.
I don't know.
Like, I feel like maybe it used to be like that. Clay, okay, here's my one thing I have to say. I have to get it off my chest right now because it physically makes me hot and angry. If I ever walked down an aisle and my future husband said, okay, body, I'd slap him across the fucking face.
I feel like he was just maybe uncomfortable and didn't know what to say.
But that's so him, though. Like, that's
it is him, but I also feel like I've never really seen them be like, you look gorgeous, like,
yeah, but that's
it's more like body
just,
yada yada, like that vibe.
Yeah, and like that's on your wedding, and then he mouthed to her no.
Okay, I think they clipped that. There's no fucking way he actually said that.
I think he did.
I don't know. I feel like that was clipped. That?
Maybe.
I feel like it was clipped.
Maybe.
Because it was, he said, do you vow to take this person, blah blah blah, like the guy was saying that, and he mouths no.
But he was like kind of laughing. Like he was kind of like, I feel like he was trying to be like, don't, because they don't like hate each other. He was just like, I'm not ready to be married. So why'd you go on the show, idiot?
Exactly. No, that part made me so mad when they were in, which, okay, obviously, if you haven't fucking watched it, don't listen to this right now. But he says no at the altar. And then they go and have their own conversation in the bride's room. And he says that. I'm like, why were you on the show?
And he talks about cheating like he can't help it. He's like, just like, if one day I cheat on you, like, it's not like you're saying if one day, like as if it's like an illness.
Yeah.
Like, so don't.
I can't help it. I don't know. It might happen.
But what if I wake up one day and cheat on you? I read this book where the main character guy in their love story, like, may or may not have this illness, like, passed down. It's like he may or may not have it from like his father. And the way this man is talking about cheating is the way this man talked about his illness in the book. Like, the guy was like, I'm not ready to get married because, like, I don't know if I have this disease and I don't want to put that on you. And that's the same way Clay talks about cheating. Like, I don't want to get married because, like, I might be a cheater. Like,
well, that's,
so don't.
Did you see the conversation of the parents talking?
Maybe you have to jog my memory.
The mom just, like, got really mad with the dad. Well, they're divorced because he cheated on his mom. But she was just getting really mad in the conversation, being like, you need to have a conversation with him. This is your fault. Like, he has commitment issues, like, blah, blah, blah. Like, and there's shit that I found out about our divorce now during this process that I didn't know about 20 years ago. Like, she was just dropping the fucking tea. And I was like, oh, damn. But basically, yeah, I think he's trying to follow his dad's footsteps, or is scared that he's going to follow the dad's footsteps and is scared to commitment.
I would think I was talking about it with my sister. I forget about like, oh, but like he means well. And like, I think he's really changing, blah, blah, blah. And at first I was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then I said, this man is 30.
Yeah.
30. 30. I'm sorry. By 30, there's no room for potential. And oh, but he's growing. You're a grown ass man.
Yeah. And
you're 30 years old.
It's funny to see how they use social media after the show's over. Mm-hmm. And I've seen a bunch of clips of him promoting his jet ski brand and like all these other things. It's like, so is this why you went on the show? Be honest. Like, we all know this is why you went on the show. You thought that going on the show was going to give you a little bit of publicity for your businesses, and you're taking full advantage of that. Like, you knew you weren't going to get married.
100%. He literally from day one was like, I can't get married.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing?
I just, honestly, if from here on out with Love is Blind, if they're going to say that on the show, kick them off immediately. Get them out. Bye. See you later.
Which is unfortunate because I actually think they're a cute couple. But not when you think about the fact that they're grown and need to get married.
Yeah.
Like, they're cute if they were 20.
Mm-hmm.
But you're grown-ass adults and you're clearly not getting married. I wish Jimmy and Chelsea went to the altar because that would have been, like, fun to watch.
Yeah.
But did you see how they were, like, together at a restaurant?
Yeah.
Did y'all hear that?
Cheese
the dogs.
Cheese is going crazy. I feel like it was...
Cheese is going crazy. Phineas probably
yeah, that's what I was
going to
say.
Anyways, I think if they went to the altar, that would have been fun tea. But they were spotted together at a restaurant, and like, they weren't hiding.
Yeah.
They posted it on their fucking
story. They were out
story.
And about.
Like, it was so public.
I assume they're probably just good friends now, and that's all it is. I don't see them working out, honestly.
I don't see them working out either. She's like actually insane.
Insane.
She's like clinically unwell.
I know.
I mean, but like I said, I think we talked about this last week. Him having that girlfriend is wrong on his part.
Oh, 100%.
But she's not helping her case.
Exactly. You can't say someone's doing something wrong when that other, like, it's just like they're butting heads. Like, you can't neutralize it by bringing something else up when.
Well, she's making herself seem crazy so then he can be like, you're just being crazy. Instead of fixing the problem. Like, now she's part of the problem too, when she could have just been owning her shit. I think they're all right.
Okay, I don't know what's going on out there.
I think they're all right.
Okay.
They're okay. Hopefully the animals aren't killing each other downstairs.
I just imagine Cheese is right outside the door because he is fucking, he just loves being all up in my business.
Yeah, they're fine.
This episode is sponsored by Earth Breeze. Some New Year's resolutions are destined to fail. Like how every year I say I'm going to try to like keep my room clean and I literally never do it. But lucky for you, I have an easy resolution that we can all make and it'll make your life easier. And that is switching to Earth Breeze. Laundry is not fun and I absolutely hate going to the store and having to buy a huge thing of laundry detergent and like carry it to my car. It's just so inconvenient. But thankfully, Earth Breeze has heard our cries and now they have Eco Sheets that are here to change the game. So it's not like liquid or powder, capsule detergent. Earth Breeze looks like a dryer sheet, but it's ultra concentrated laundry detergent. So it couldn't be easier. You just throw in a sheet, watch it dissolve on any wash cycle, no measuring, no mess, no wasteful jug. And it fights everyday stains, odors, and it gives you just an amazing clean every single time. Also, Earth Breeze is dermatologist tested, hypoallergenic, and free of bleach and dyes. Perfect for every load I have, from beddings to towels and even my delicates. And you'll never run out thanks to Earth Breeze's flexible subscription that you can adjust, pause, or cancel anytime with no hidden fees or penalties. You save 40% when you subscribe. 40%. And shipping is always free. Earth Breeze won't only make laundry easier for you, but also easier on the planet. They made plastic jugs a thing of the past and planted over 150,000 trees. If Earth Breeze doesn't end up being the 2024 update of your dreams, don't worry. Let them know and get a full refund. Right now, our listeners can get started with Earth Breeze and save 40%. Go to earthbreeze.com/one thing. That's earthbreeze.com/one thing for 40% off your subscription.
But yeah, I wish they went to the altar, but they're clinically insane. Johnny and what's her name? I can't remember her name. Amy?
Yes, Amy.
Wow.
I think it is, right? Oh, I maybe.
Whatever. You guys know who we're talking about. They got married, right?
Yeah.
After I saw Clay and whatever, I was kind of just like tuned out. I was,
yeah,
like,
I'm just so sad there was only two, though.
And the weddings are the least fun episode to watch.
The reunion's going to be really, really good.
I know. I love
it. And I can't wait to see with Brittany and Kenneth is his name?
Yeah.
Yeah. I need to know more about that.
Love a reunion. Can't wait to watch that. Did you see how like Jess was with Harry Jowsey?
Yeah, we talked about this like a few weeks ago. Because I said it was probably perfect match.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I can't keep track of what I talk about on here and what I just like think in my personal life.
There's rumors that she's going to be on the new season of Perfect Match.
Yeah, which honestly, like, hot take. I do really like her, but you have like a like teenage daughter. Like, get off these Netflix shows.
Well, not even get off the Netflix shows. Don't, like, I guess it, with the show, like, you have no choice but to match up with Harry. But at the same time, like, your daughter's 8 years old. Harry's what? How old is he? 23?
No, he's older than me.
Is he older?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm like,
I just, like, I'm not like trying to like fucking mom shame her and say she's being like a bad mom. Cause like, do you, and like, she deserves her fun. But I just feel like when you have a kid like that, like, don't be like on reality dating, like stupid reality dating shows.
Yeah. Cause she's old enough where she can watch it and understand it.
Yeah,
like if she was younger, maybe 5 years old or something.
I can understand Love is Blind, like you just do it once, but like Perfect Match is stupid. And Perfect Match is like, and she might not even be like,
yeah, well, we have
we're
no
literally
idea.
Just making this up. But if she is on Perfect Match, let's just say, that's like drink, cook up with people. It's like dumb.
Dude, she's so hot though.
She is so
like,
hot.
Like, I have a girl crush on her.
She's so hot. She posted a reunion picture and was like, when they do you dirty with this picture, and everyone's like, bitch, you look hot in that picture. Are you insane? Like, what's wrong with the picture?
Yeah.
She's super hot, for sure. Like, when I, like, talk about MILF.
I know.
Talk about fucking MILF.
Yeah, she's, I've never also seen someone blow up so quickly on social media like her. She went from, like, a few thousand to now, I think, last time I looked, it was 500,000. Let's see what it's at now.
That's the Maria shit. Her and Maria would be, like, friends. Same vibe.
Jess. What is her last name?
Oh, I have no clue.
Let's see. It's always so fun to just see what people's
look. Jessica Vestel.
I can't fucking find it.
Her daughter's really pretty too.
Dude, she's up to 720.
Period.
I literally looked a week ago, it was 500. Love is Blind, she's going to be the hottest thing on Love is Blind for biggest creator probably. Because what's those other girls' name that have the podcast?
Deep D and... Deep D and the... I don't know the other... Natalie.
Because I want to go see what their following is. Natalie.
Those girls need to like let it go.
I know, right?
She has 1.1 million followers.
Oh, okay.
But she's been doing it for so long.
Yeah. I know that Jess will definitely get up there.
Oh, yeah. Let's see this other girl. Natalie. 689. But Deep D was like the... I'm losing track of these bitches' names.
She was the winner,
Deep D
right?
was the Jess of her season. Deep D was like... with like an awful dude, so everyone was like,
yeah, because she she went to the altar and with said
that,
no
but like with that fucking piece of shit, like she was engaged to that asshole Shake.
Yeah,
like he was fucked.
He's like, I was on here for looks, like blah. Like I get it. Like, he was not like attractive.
He was like such a fucking dickwad, so everyone was like, bro, we love Deep D.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Also, I didn't say bitches out of calling them bitches. I was like, girls.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
People.
I was just girls, bitches.
Run and take. Clip it. Bitches. Anyways, Bachelor. We watched it last night.
Okay. Let's start from the beginning. Rachel and Joey's date. I would actually off myself if I was supposed to have this romantic one-on-one and I literally break my jaw and go to urgent care.
Dude, yeah. And I was sitting there thinking, how the hell did she do that? We rewatched the jump into the water because... They thought that he jumped on top of her, but I was like, there's no way. Like,
I
looked
think
really
he might
far
have
away.
Hit her under the water because their splashes. So you can see where they entered over, right? And they're next to each other. But she went in first. So I could see how she went in and then she has to come up. She might have like went a little sideways. I could see how he might have kicked her a little bit.
But I feel like they would have said that. No?
Yeah, I don't know. She was just like,
I feel
ow.
Like if he was on the camera during the interview thing, he would have been like, I accidentally hit her. Like,
I don't know. Regardless, that sucks.
Yeah. Crazy.
That sucks so bad. And I just want to point out how she got easily the worst
date. I know. Easily. Well, the thing is, the dates get, I've noticed, like, the first one's never the best. Like, for the activity.
Yeah.
I feel like it always just gets better.
Yeah, she got easily the worst date, which I was confused, because he goes, can you hold your breath and do you like animals? And she's like, oh, I don't know. I'm like, oh my God, there's like scuba diving.
Yeah.
They just jumped off a platform. I was like, where are we holding our breath and where's the animals?
Yeah.
Lost.
Well, maybe they were supposed to do something else later.
Maybe.
Because they had to like instantly leave and go to the ER. So
maybe. Which, yeah, that just like honestly really fucking sucks. And she looked like she was in a lot of pain. And you're just like, this is your one chance to have the most romantic night ever. And you end up in the ER with a fucking lockjaw. That sucks.
Yeah. Poor girl. That's for sure. I honestly wasn't really paying too much attention to their one-on-one date because the very beginning of the episode, I wasn't really paying attention.
Like their overnight?
Yeah, the overnight. Oh. You said that woke up in the morning, no breakfast, no
yeah,
nothing.
Yeah, unless we missed something, because I know like we had like our TV was being funky. So unless we missed something, everyone else. So Kelsey was next. Kelsey had, in my opinion, the best date, which I loved because on her first one-on-one, which I was trying to tell y'all, I'm like, no, their first one-on-one was so good. Like, I knew they really liked each other because they had a really good date. Then they didn't really show a lot of all that, of them, like, being really, really into each other.
Yeah.
And I feel like this week, again, it was that same energy that they were so into each other. These dogs are fucking shit up out there, for real.
Yeah.
Hey. Anyways.
Jeez. Back. Go.
Anyways. I could tell they were really, really into each other. And the way this... first girl, Rachel, just jumped into this like ugly ass hole. It wasn't even like pretty. It was just like a little hole. Broke her jaw, you know. They do their thing at night, leaves in the morning. Then it's Kelsey's turn. She's wearing a beautiful outfit. They just coast around on a yacht.
I know.
If I watched back and saw that I had to jump off shit and get hurt and then I just leave in the morning and the girl after me gets a fucking yacht ride and then cooks breakfast with him. Bye.
I know.
I'd be so mad.
I will say after this episode, Chelsea, she's warmed up on me.
Yes, that's the Kelsey I saw since the jump.
Yeah. I just think that the other dates, the last two that they went on, it was so awkward. He had no romantic, like, there is not romantic at all. But this one, I definitely saw it.
Yeah. Which, like, you never know how they're editing. Because to me, that's like, I always felt that with her, that they really liked each other. And then, contrary, I have always felt that him and Daisy don't like each other. They can't hold the conversation.
Yeah.
They literally cannot hold the conversation for the fucking life of them.
Yeah, remember when they were sitting on the bench at the end of their, like, adventure, and they were sitting there, and they just both drew a blank, and they were like, yeah.
They can't fucking talk. And I posted on my story, like, who do you got? Like, who's your front runner? Daisy, most votes. And she's been, like, the fan favorite from day one. I don't fucking think they like each other.
And hot fucking take, but take her, like,
deaf thing.
Yeah, deaf thing out of it. Would she really be any of y'all's number one? Because I don't want the sympathy vote. Like, that's just not.
I agree.
Like, I feel like there's a lot of sympathy there.
I do think she's really pretty. I think she's very pretty. And, like, I was saying it on the couch to, like, one of my friends. Like, she's just very bright. Like, she's very pretty. Like, she just glows.
Yeah, she's always smiling.
10 out of 10 posture, too. But, like, she's very pretty. So, obviously, I'm going to give her that. Like, I mean, every girl on the show this season, they had a very pretty batch of girls. So I can see, and they look cute together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you just took a picture with each of them, I'd be like, he should be with her.
Yeah.
They look cute. Because I kind of hate what Kelsey wears, but yeah, whatever. Daisy had that yellow dress, which is the biggest fucking felony.
They all have their flaws.
They all have their flaws. I just don't think they fucking like each other.
Yeah.
They don't, they can't speak. It's so awkward. And again, maybe every date is like that, but they're leaving it in for hers. Like, you never know how they're editing this shit. Mm-hmm. But when she was like, wait, I'm not ready yet, I have one more thing. And then kissed him after they had just been kissing.
That was so awkward.
It made my, I was not okay.
Like, why did she need to do that?
They were just kissing.
30 seconds ago.
He looked like, what?
Yeah, he didn't even say anything after. He goes, okay, you ready? Like, he wasn't even like, I really likes that. It was just like, okay, you ready?
They were just sitting there and she's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, awkward. Like, yeah. So awkward. I don't know. I don't think they fucking like each other. And we said this on here before. She keeps talking about this experience very just centered around her.
Uh-huh.
I don't think she really likes him that much.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I agree. But I'm excited to see next episode. I fucking hate when they do that, when they cut off the whole big drama.
The only thing we were watching for.
Yeah. It's like, well, no shit, we're going to watch next episode. That's literally the woman tell all. It's not like we're not going to come back for the next episode. So why don't you just put the drama in this episode? I hate it.
I mean, I know who wins.
I don't know. I know nothing. I don't know who. I just learned who the Steve guy is.
Oh, I don't even really know who that is. I just feel like in every season of The Bachelor, once it gets to this point, there's shit about. Like, I feel like it's very obvious. Not obvious, but at this point, it's pretty like season after season. It's kind of, you already know.
I guess, yeah. But we shall see.
Yeah, we shall see.
There will definitely be more drama next episode when we talk.
From the dates, I would say it's not Rachel. I think she got the shit end of the stick.
She going home.
Sorry, buddy. I felt really bad. Like, Kelsey on my thing, Kelsey and Daisy had like 700 votes each and she had like 20.
Oof.
Also, the way they just stand there in their lingerie and he leaves with his bag to go fuck another girl.
I know.
Can you imagine?
I wonder how many days in between. Do you think it's like
It was Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
I was thinking it was every other day.
In my head, it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
I just feel like there's no way because they must wake up so early for the first date.
Yeah.
So, like, how is he, like, going to the overnight, doing the breakfast scene, and then immediately, like, going on another date? Like, there's got to be the overlap.
Maybe there, yeah, but I like it in my head thinking it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
I just
Sunday.
Don't think it is.
It's probably not, but...
Because also, did you see how tan Daisy was? By the third date.
Oh, yeah.
She was so fucking tan.
And we're like, damn, how'd she get so tan? I'm like, bitch, because she's been sitting there with nothing to do.
Ooh, yeah, she's been laying out all week.
Love that for her.
Yeah.
But in my head for the tea, it's very exciting if you think it's literally
there's
one
just
day.
No way.
No, it's not.
Because, like, think about it. They have the whole breakfast scene in the morning at the...
It's probably, it's the whole week.
Yeah. So... Anyways,
but tell me that wouldn't be more exciting if he was literally like,
it would be disgusting.
Right, it would be disgusting.
He needs to double cleanse his little wee wee.
Can you imagine telling someone you love them, sleeping with them, making them breakfast, and knowing they're gonna go do it again with someone else?
Yeah.
I would throw up.
The thing is, you at this point in the stage, you have to say, I love you. I feel
or
like,
else you're out.
Or else you're out. But I just wouldn't mean it. I wouldn't mean it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm delusional, so I'd be like,
I didn't even say I love you to my boyfriend until a month or 2 months into dating him, like, let alone not even having an official boyfriend. Dude, and he's also dating other people.
They're about to get engaged and they've only spent one day off camera. One night, not even day.
That's crazy.
So crazy. Oh, these people are so insane.
I love it. I'm more excited now that I
eat that shit up.
Now that I am more into this season and I'm gonna know more people, I'm excited for Bachelor in Paradise because I haven't been able to watch it because I'm like, I don't know any of these people.
Same. I don't know who they are.
Yeah. So,
but the one I've only watched like two seasons. In my opinion, it is the best dating show on TV.
I don't think anything will top. I don't think anything will top Love Island.
In my opinion, Bachelor in Paradise does.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
We'll have to see because I haven't watched it in forever. But
I just like it because they know each other before. Like, it's real drama. Like, mm-hmm. These people know it. They run in the same circle. So, like, there's history. And that's why the relationships feel a little more real. Because it's not like these random people that don't know each other. They kind of know each other.
Yeah. Like, if I was going into the island, is it an island?
Yeah, they're like,
what do they call it? If I go to the beach?
The beach. That's what they call it, the beach.
If I go to the beach and I knew certain people were there, I would instantly go for them.
They do that. You know what I'm saying? They do that, though.
Yeah. So that's why, like, I guess I could be better.
Yeah, they
rather than having to get to know the person.
So they walk in and they're like, you're like, I want to see, like, I really want to see fucking Johnny because, like,
yeah,
this, that, and the other. Or, like, this other girl comes in and she's like, oh, fuck, like, I heard, like, they used to date. Like, there's drama.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm excited. When's the next one?
I don't know.
Fuck. Do they do one once a year?
I don't know enough. I don't
fuck.
Know.
All right.
Anyways, I saw something written on your notes when you showed me your phone, and I'm so happy you wrote it down, or else I wouldn't have remembered.
Oh, yeah. Well, first, before I say that, I want to give a shout out to all my runners that are running right now. Run fucking faster. Stop going so slow. Run, okay? I've been slacking on my reminders, but a few guys have swiped up on my story saying, damn, I need the reminder. So I want to do it a little bit earlier on in the episode because you're probably only about like 20 minutes into your run. So go faster.
30
minutes into your run. But yeah, the thing Taylor just had mentioned is the Noah Cyrus and
Trish
drama. Crazy.
Okay. So insane. I also heard that none of this is confirmed.
But either way, let's
talk about it like it is. So he's like 50. So Noah is Miley Cyrus's little sister. Trish is their mom. Noah used to hook up with, like, casually see this like 50-year-old man. Weird. Noah Cyrus is like my age, I think. Weird, but like adults, whatever. Not the issue. Trish is now married to him.
Yeah.
Her and her mom are Eskimo sisters. And then it's like they didn't go to the wedding. There's like big family drama.
Yeah. So what, from my understanding with the wedding drama, is on the day of the wedding, Noah wore a shirt that said Billy Ray Cyrus.
Oh.
Out in public all day with her brother.
Oh, but that's weird because they like don't like their dad.
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus doesn't speak to her dad.
Yeah. So Noah wore a Billy Ray Cyrus shirt that day.
Oh.
And it
That's
was like
interesting.
It was publicized like
I need to
day of
this.
Marriage, like whatever, blah, blah, blah.
I need to look up like he in pictures.
Yeah. So
can you imagine like your mom, like what the fuck?
Imagine just not going to your mom's wedding. That stirs up, like, at that publicity level, that stirs up drama so much. So
why would she go to her mom's wedding?
No, but that's what I'm saying. It has to be true. Because she didn't go.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that drama, that headline, it has to be true.
Yeah, but I just want to say, fuck their mom.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's so fucked up.
I haven't listened to the Call Her Daddy podcast yet.
But then, like, why? Who was on it?
Her. Trish.
Trish?
Yeah.
Oh, T. Why would Miley... Was Trish at the Grammys?
I don't know. Could not tell you. Dude, this drama is all new to me.
Okay, look, besides like what the other end of the drama is and who went where and who did what, you break up with someone and your mom starts dating them? What the fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I don't know who's more in the wrong, though.
What do you mean?
Like, who is more in the wrong? Noah for dating a 50-year-old man?
No, the mom! You can't date your daughter's ex-boyfriend? What the fuck is that?
Is it boyfriend, though, or they were just sleeping around?
It doesn't matter. That's disgusting. That's her mom.
I know. I know.
Yes, it's weird that he was, like, 50, but she's an adult. Like, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Your mom can't marry the dude you used to sleep with.
Yeah, Mary's, that's fucking heavy.
Imagine now he's like your stepdad and you used to fucking sleep together.
I know what your wee wee looks like, daddy.
Just imagine someone you used to be with. That was disgusting. I'm gonna like glaze over that. Like, I'm gonna edit that out.
No. I
mean, you imagine someone you used to sleep with and your mom dating them. What the fuck?
That's nuts.
No, Team Noah for real.
Yeah. But also, I just wouldn't get messy with a 50-year-old man.
Right, but that's like her own business.
Yeah.
Like, her wanting to just, like, be with the fit. Because, like, her being just with a 50-year-old guy, like, caused no problems for her. Besides this, I'm saying.
Maybe he was, actually, no, she's so well off. I was going to say, maybe it was just a sugar daddy situation. No, she's so well off.
Your mom can't date who you used to date. Sorry. Yeah. That's fucking disgusting. There's so many fucking people out there.
I know.
Why? No, it's disgusting.
Dude, my boyfriend just sent me in my Instagram DMs a reel, which he always sends me reels. And he goes, this reel says, the happiest couples are always the one person who has a short-term memory and has really bad hearing. And then the other person is always a short fuse who overthinks everything.
I feel like you're both.
I'm like us. No, he's definitely the short fuse one. And I'm definitely the deaf and short memory one.
Yeah, 100%. Anyways. Is that all the hot gossip? I feel like that was a lot.
Yeah, that's all I really got, honestly.
That's all I really got, too.
Nothing really
like,
much.
I don't pay attention to the Oscars.
Yeah, no, neither do I. The day I sit down and watch like any type of award ceremony, hell no.
I like the Grammys. That's like pretty much it. And I just don't watch movies. But I did see Ryan Gosling's performance on TikTok, and he fucking killed it. That's the only thing I have to say. How was your weekend?
Yeah, my weekend. It was pretty eventful. I'm going back up to my very beginning of my week. But South by Southwest is here in Austin this week. So I had quite a bit of events that I had to go to on Friday. Busy day on Friday. Just kind of went downtown, popped over to a few events. My favorite one was the Kendra Scott one, which I actually don't know if they're doing a weekend two of the Kendra Scott one, but it was so much fun. It was at a hotel on South Congress. It wasn't at the actual Kendra Scott store. And Miss Kendra was there. Didn't get the chance to talk to her. Yeah. Didn't get the chance. I got to look at her and just be like, wow. But it was just fun because they had so many different types of activities. I love when brands host events and there's activities. Mm-hmm. I cannot stand when there's a brand event and there's nothing to do. Like, because those types of environments can be so awkward and clingy.
They're
and
so
groupy
awkward.
So when there's actual activities that you can do with other people there, it makes it so much easier, less stressful. There was an open bar and I was going to dinner with two of my girlfriends after, so I was like, I'm gonna take up the opportunity to get a free glass of wine. So had wine and there was three different activities of building your own jewelry there. So I'm wearing one of the necklaces now, but I got two necklaces. Whoops, can't see. And then an engraved bracelet with my name on it, which I'm really happy about because I used to love wearing Kendra Scott. I would wear it all the time. But for some reason, I just kind of stopped because Georgiana is now like a thing. But I missed Kendra Scott because of all the customizable stuff you can do. So I was really excited about that.
Cute.
Yeah. And then went over to dinner. Dude, it was so windy on Friday. Did you experience the wind?
No, I like stayed home.
Yeah. So the wind was so bad and we ate it at a restaurant on Second Street. And Second Street is just known for being a wind tunnel because it has the bridge that goes through and it's like all the really tall buildings. And it was so windy. We were sitting outside, wrapped ourselves in blankets, sitting around like three heaters and eating food, which I barely got any food just because all the events I went to had free bites. So, you know, I'm fucking taking up the opportunity to get some free bites. And ate dinner, had, I think, two drinks. And then ended up going to this new bar after just to meet up with my boyfriend and his friends because they were also at dinner with parents and then basically went home.
Yeah, I spent Friday by the pool, which was my first tanning day of the year because people have been doing it and I've, like, for whatever reason, like, couldn't ever be there. So I finally tanned. I got crisp. My tan lines were actually insane. They were like burn lines. It's a tan now. It's fine. But I couldn't flip over because my tattoo. Yeah. So the front side of me got fucking cooked. Like, so cooked. But it felt so good to finally get a tan on. And then I was going to go to dinner. And then it was like, I kind of got back too late to get ready. And like, I had food. And I knew I had dinner Saturday. And I was like, you literally have food here, bitch. Like, don't go spend money. Like, just vibe at home. And then I was like, oh, I'll just meet up for a drink after. Then I was like, oh, is it worth an Uber? Because my friend was like, I'm only going to stay here for a little bit. And I'm like,
I literally did not want
to
be there.
Yeah, I'm like, I'd have to pay for an Uber and go somewhere. I was like, I'm not fucking going. So yeah. I just drank wine at home.
Yeah, like I literally did not want to be there.
I needed a social battery recharge. I needed to like fucking sit by myself. And then I got a random burst of energy and at like 10 p.m. was like fucking packing.
Yeah, the only reason I went over to that second bar is because all the boys were out to dinner with one of our friend's parents that were in town, and I was like, okay, well, I want to meet them, so I'll stay mm-hmm. around. And we were at a new bar, and the new bar that we went to, I literally only wanted a glass of wine. I was like, I just want one glass of wine so it can make me fall asleep later and like I can just pass out. But they only do baby bottles of wine, so I had to get a baby bottle of wine for $20, and it was 2.5 glasses of wine. I didn't finish it. I only drank half of it because I knew if I had more, I just was going to be an unsettling amount of drunk. So did not drink that. And then I just went home. I was probably home by like 11. Not even 10:45.
I got pissed off by men on Friday.
Why?
So my ex-boyfriend pissed me off because he told me to not talk about him on here anymore.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Wait, hold on. You got pissed at him on Friday, or you were saying you got pissed about it after reflecting on Friday?
No, on Friday.
Okay.
So he told me not to talk about him on here anymore, and like, which I find weird, which I'm talking about it right now. LOL. But like, correct me if I'm wrong. I feel like most of the times when we talk about that relationship, we're kind of just like shitting on me. I feel like you're like calling me out for being dumb.
100%. I'm calling you out for not even dumb, but just like.
Oh, thank you.
Well, yeah, that too. But I mean more like the one that got away, you know, like you miss him.
Yeah, well, duh.
Yeah.
But like Loki, not anymore.
Oh, after this past weekend? No.
He pissed me off for one specific thing that I texted him about. And then he was kind of coming at me hot. And I was like, slow your roll. And he's like, don't talk about me on your podcast.
Yeah, you guys are no longer in like the grieving stage. You're in like the anger stage.
I wasn't. But now.
But no, you're in the anger stage.
Because he was being all mean. I was like, fucking cool it. I'm like, I feel like his friends like talk shit about me. So like, they're like feeding into his ear.
Probably. Yeah, this can be a conversation off mic.
But anyways, my ex-boyfriend told me not to talk about him on here anymore, so. Which like, I get it's like his relationship too, and like, I can respect you, like, whatever. But I just want to make it clear, like, I just like don't think ill of this person, and I feel like I don't talk shit about him on here.
No, you don't. Yeah. And I can maybe understand it getting all messed up because you have like 4 exes.
That's what I also said. I'm like, I hate to bring it to you, like, I talk about a lot of fucking dudes, and it's like probably not you.
Yeah, like, I know you think everything's about you.
When I said you're not special, I meant that. Like, there's so many people.
No, but I saw him out on Friday at the bars, and he seemed chill. Like,
well, he was like,
we were vibing.
I was like, why'd you listen to my podcast? And he listened to it because it was things our exes did. And I said, yeah. I barely spoke about you. He's like, yeah, I know. I'm like, yeah, because I don't talk shit about you. Like, yeah. Why are you so hot? Like, oh my God. And then I want to know, do I just like air out my business? Is that okay?
It depends on what you want to talk about.
The situation with that guy.
Which guy?
That pissed me off because he said he ditched me.
Oh, on Friday night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can like say that, right?
Why wouldn't you be able to?
I don't
to?
Know. Anyways. Tell me, guys, comment in our comment section if you think I have the right to be angry about this. Because he's gaslighting me and saying that I shouldn't be. But obviously he's a man. So what do we care about what he thinks? So I'm texting this guy all the time, right? I've gone to his place once, never did anything. But like we text all the time and like. It's clearly that vibe, okay? Like, sneaky link shit, but, like, it hasn't gotten there yet. But it's clearly that vibe. Tell me how...
You are so delusional it hurts, bro.
No. So then, if a man is, like, I'm gonna call you, da-da-da, like, saying you're gonna hang out, and then doesn't, and then, like, hangs out with someone else instead, like, do you have the right to be salty about that if they're telling you all day that they're gonna call you, and then they don't, and they go with someone else?
1,000%.
That's what I'm saying. So then he's like, bro, like, why are you mad? And I'm like, Because that's fucked up. It's not that you are with someone else. I'm not crazy. I'm like, it's that you told me you would call me.
Yeah.
But let me know, like, is that crazy? Like, I don't think I'm being crazy. I've dropped it now. Like,
we're I don't think
it.
You should have told him how you felt, though. Like, kept it to yourself.
This is what I said. I said, I don't like being treated like I'm a second best option. And he was like, that's hot. I was like, yeah, fuck off.
Yeah, but I feel like you guys haven't hooked up. So I feel like that I would get it if you guys have hooked up, then to address it. But because you guys haven't hooked up, then
I just
like,
want him to know I wasn't dumb. Because like he was texting me as if I didn't know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm like,
but the whole him like saying, oh, we're gonna hang out tonight, and then not following up with the plans, and then like you're probably getting ready. Yeah, like that's annoying.
That's what I'm saying. But I don't like my biggest.
That's annoying with anyone, whether it's someone you're a guy, a friend. Like
my biggest pet peeve with a man is someone thinking that I'm dumb.
Yeah.
Like, or not even a man, anyone. So I'm like, do you think I'm stupid?
Yeah.
I know. So I'm just putting it out there that I know I'm not an idiot. Mm-hmm. Like I'm not actually like dense in the head. Like you can call me delusional, call me whatever. I'm not dumb.
He's just in a single boy era. He just got out of a relationship too. You gotta let him have a little fun.
Right, which is fine. And then I told him, I'm like, I've
cheesy.
Like, I was like, I got people, bro. Not a big deal. Yeah, so then I got back on Hinge and I have a date on Wednesday. Like, it's so easy out here.
Yeah.
Play in the field. But yeah, that just pissed me off. And the reason it pissed me off extra is because my ex-boyfriend had just pissed me off.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I wanted to go, like, fucking, like, see a dude and, like, get my mind off of it. So I was like, now I'm double pissed. And the podcast will hear about all of it. That was me on Friday. I was like, I just need to tell the girls, like, what happened to me. Because, like, yeah. I hate men. Like, men just fuck everything up.
Yeah, they do. But I don't think you should give them your energy anymore. Move on.
Yeah. I didn't text him all day yesterday. I know. Thank you.
24 hours.
Thank you.
Yeah, move on. Go on that date with the other guy.
I am. He's 6'5". The date guy.
Jeez.
I know.
That's crazy. Have you ever met him in person or no?
No. So just know, guys, if a man pisses you off, there's a 6'5 dude out there that you can get a tall man
mm-hmm.
to spend your time with. Just know that.
Yeah.
Just know that. Anyways, that's enough of my issues.
Thank there you we go.
For letting me air that out.
Uh-huh. And then Saturday morning, I've been going to the Raw Dog Run Club. So much fucking fun. But I want to say right now, if you live in Austin, Texas, and you listen to this and you want to get into running, or maybe you are already into running and you're just looking for another run club, go to Raw Dog Running. The amount of you guys that I met last week, just in comparison to like the week before, the amount of girls that showed up, because I told the boys, I was like, don't worry, like I'll get girls to come to this. I'll get girls. The amount of you that came last week, it was so nice. So nice to meet some of you guys. Some of you guys were like, I don't know. It was just so fun talking to you guys. And I really wanted to just girls to dominate this run club because it's very male dominant right now. But I told like the boys, I was like, don't worry, give it a week or two. Like, I got you.
Love that.
I know. And so it's at 8 a.m., which is a little bit risky if you're having a fun Friday night. But I've been able to just, you know, have maybe two or three glasses of wine. And then I'm there. I'm making it because it's only 3 miles, which I know for some people that can be a lot, but 3 miles with a little bit of a hangover, you can do it. It's manageable. And yeah, that's something that I would definitely recommend going to if you have nothing going on a Saturday morning. But I did that. And then pretty much the rest of my Saturday was spent doing home things. Built my TV console because that came in.
You went to the rodeo.
Well, I'm saying like during the day. Yeah.
Oh.
And then I went shopping because this running has completely transformed my body. I no longer fit into any of my bottoms compared to my bottoms from last summer. So I went shopping real quick. I went over to Anthropologie to get some home decor. And then I went to American Threads at the Domain, got some clothes, and then came home and had to get ready to go to the rodeo.
Fun. I had my usual dance and coffee ritual on Saturday. And then I went to the gym. Slay, got to get that workout in. And then I had a pretty, like, just, like, girls' night dinner. I went to Verbena, got, like, apps and drinks. I'm obsessed with oysters these days. They're just so good. Everywhere I go, I'm like, anyone want to get half a dozen oysters? It's just, like, so fucking good. And then we just, like, bopped around to some bars and had a cute little girl time is all. Nothing crazy. And then on the way back home, me and my friend are in an Uber. And the Uber driver was recording us for, like, content. He's like, I make content. He, like, literally didn't have followers. We thought he did in the moment.
Dude, that's my biggest fucking
nightmare. But we thought he was like famous because like I'm performing for South by Southwest. So like I was under the impression this guy was like clouded. I was like, no fucking way. I'm like talking about my boy problems. My friend is talking about like a fucking vibrator and he's like, I recorded all of this. I was like, oh, honestly, I would have given you better material. Like you should have told me. I'm like, yeah. I would have put on a show for you. Like I was over here kind of like keeping to myself. Like I would have fucking been the best episode you've ever had.
Yeah, that would have been crazy.
Yeah, I was like, I make content too. Like, you should have fucking let me know. But he says he doesn't tell people so they don't, like, act weird. But he was like, yeah, like, unless you, like, really don't want me to, like, I'm going to make content out of this. I was like, okay, whatever. But it was very funny just because my friend was, like, talking about this South by Southwest event where they're giving free vibrators. Like, we were just, like, shooting the fucking shit. And then he's like, I haven't filmed all this. We were like, that's great.
See the camera? Yeah, I wonder if your face is in it. Or if it's just, like, his face with the audio.
No, you can see us. He posted it on TikTok, but, like, not us talking about anything. It's just me being like, oh, my God, you're filming us? And I was like, oh, I make, like, content, too. Like, oh. He didn't post, like, us talking about anything. Kind of bad at it.
Yeah, that is pretty bad. But my Friday night, or Saturday night, I went to the rodeo. First ever rodeo. Did not know what to expect at all. I hosted my friends at my house before we went. And then my boyfriend bought us the unlimited fair ride wristband. So we got there about 2 hours early before the actual show, went around the entire fair, rode a bunch of rides, got some food, really salty about the drinks that they had. Literally only had one option of a seltzer and a bunch of beer. Not my vibe.
It's rodeo, baby.
I know. I was hoping they would at least have canned wine. Like that seems normal to have. Canned wine. Come on now.
I mean, I feel like a rodeo is just beer central.
Yeah, but
I would imagine they'd actually have one maybe bar.
Yeah, like nothing, which it's okay because I didn't really drink at all while we were there. Like I was pretty much sober the entire time, which maybe I needed that
to drink.
No, the soberness.
Oh,
I needed the soberness.
Why?
Just, you know, cleanse.
Okay.
Yeah,
I wasn't sure what you were like. Okay. Yeah.
So I hardly ever even drank. I had one glass of wine at our pregame and then got there, realized that there was no wine or hard liquor, so I had one seltzer, and it was disgusting. I don't like seltzers. And went on the Ferris wheel, went on this other ride. So one ride that we wanted to go on, which was, like, slower, was, like, the big swing one, like, in your feet just dangle.
Oh, fuck that.
So we went on that. Well, we were gonna go on that one, and the line was really long, and there was a ride next to it, and it looked like one of those, like, teacup ones. Mm-hmm. Bro, we didn't even watch it before we went on it. Because I said really loudly, oh, this line's really long. Maybe we should go on that one. So the people in front of us in line were like, oh, that one was really fun. Like, you should do it. So we just trust their instinct. Dude, I get on this ride. I'm spinning around like...
Was it like a tilt-a-whirl?
No, it was like a teacup thing, but it was like, it was going boom, 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 boom. Like, so fast. Luckily, there's signs when you get on, and I didn't know this, but Dave, our other guy friend, he's like 6'2", reads the sign, and it says... heavier, bigger people sit on the outside. Luckily, Dave said that out loud to my boyfriend. I was like, oh, yo, like, Nick, like, make sure you sit on the outside. And he was like, all right, we're got it. Like, makes sense. Which he didn't really understand why until we got on the ride. Your boyfriend
is probably like, yeah, because I'm so big.
Yeah. So
I'm so big and tall.
He sits on the outside. Thank fucking God he did. Because I'm not even kidding. The gravity of the pull of this ride was pushing me into him.
I think I know what fair ride you're talking about.
Pushing me into him so hard. I couldn't see a single thing. I had to close my eyes because we were moving so fast. And I was like, I was being pushed. And he was like, you're squeezing me so much. I'm like, I literally can't help it. Gravity is pushing me into you.
Are you like the thing on the floor? Or are you like up, like where your feet dangle?
No, you're in the ride.
Like you're in the ride, like on a platform. Your feet aren't dangling.
No, no feet dangling. And you are going... I'm not even getting 60 miles an hour.
Because like, I've been on a ride that, like, same thing. You spin and you go like this really fast, but like,
hey,
your feet are barely dangling.
Boys are wrestling out there. Got me nervous. But yeah, no. I got off that thing. We were both blind for, like, maybe 30 seconds after. Like, couldn't move. We were like... And I was traumatized. I was like, we are not doing any more crazy rides after this. I realized I don't like roller coasters. When I was a child, I loved roller coasters. I loved getting nauseous, but not when I have some beer and wine in my system. I don't want to be nauseous.
I hate a roller coaster. I can do little rides like that, but I can't do roller coasters.
With the one I'm talking about? Dude, no.
I can do like fast.
Was like a roller coaster.
I can do fast spinny. I just can't do drops.
Okay.
I can do a sit and spin around.
Yeah, no, that was insane. I will not do that again.
Like, it's weird. The rides that I can do, my family's always like, bro, what, that's worse. Like Space Mountain, for example, mm-hmm. at Disney World. I can do Space Mountain. It's a little roller coaster. I can vibe with it. It is the jerkiest, like, most uncomfortable roller coaster. And my family's like, bro, this roller coaster sucks. Like, this is like the worst one. How can you do this one? I'm like, small enough. And they're like, the bigger ones, but they're like, this one's so much smoother and fucking better. And I'm like,
I don't understand how people can do roller coasters when they're drinking all day.
See, I think I need to go to a ride, not drink all day, but have a
little bit. I'd throw up.
I've never gone to an amusement park where I have some liquid courage. I think I could get on roller coasters that I'm too scared of.
Dude, I'm telling you though, like the amount of my stomach, like I could feel the liquid just swishing around in my stomach.
I don't get nauseous or motion sick. I do think if I went, because Disney roller coasters are so small, but there's some that I will not do. I'm petrified of roller coasters. Okay, guys, just like backstory. I think a little bit of liquid courage and I could get on one. A little bit.
Go next weekend.
No, I would actually, I want to go to Disney and drink a little bit.
No, I'm saying the rodeo.
Oh, well, like, yeah, but I can do those rides. Yeah. That's fine.
No, there's a bunch. They had a bunch of roller coasters there.
Oh, no. Listen, like,
there
I
was
care.
Roller coasters
I don't
there.
Care how fucking in love I am with roller coasters. Roller coasters that you undo off a fucking truck, I'm not fucking getting on.
Yeah.
No. I don't trust that bullshit.
Yeah.
We're like a 15-year-old just pressing start. No. But then Sunday, we had girls brunch.
Well, I didn't even say my rodeo.
Oh, right, because you hated it.
Yeah. So, guys, I went into this rodeo with no expectations at all other than just, you know, watching some bull riding, maybe some horses. I did not realize how much I was not going to like it. Only certain parts of it. Like, I just can't sit there and watch, and I'm not like team anything, but like for me personally watching it, I did not like watching the cows like getting tied up and stuff. It just, it triggered me in a way that I was not expecting it to, but I will say I enjoyed like things where animals weren't getting hurt. It wasn't great to watch.
Yeah, rodeos are iffy for me because obviously I didn't eat meat forever because I have a soft spot for animals. My family goes to the rodeo like every year. I like it in terms that y'all know I love a little fucking country moment. Give me a Michelob Ultra and some cowboy boots. Love it. But I've never liked ever when they like tie up the cows. I love some bull riding. I think it's so fun. And I love a little barrel horse race.
Yeah, the barrel horse race is pretty cool.
But I don't like when they tie up the cows. I've always hated it. I wish I would have known that you didn't know they did that. I would have given you a warning.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Well,
that.
I didn't know it wasn't gonna bother me. Like sitting there watching I was like,
it's sad. Like it's literally, I don't understand just like torturing an animal for fun.
Oh, here comes the third animal.
Lovely.
But my thought process with the whole thing is I just can't sit there and enjoy watching something where I know something didn't sign up to do it. I can watch a hockey game, a football game, because these men signed up to get hurt. These animals didn't. Sorry. I know this is like controversial take, but
I don't think it's controversial.
I personally didn't like it.
It's hard to watch.
Yeah.
It's hard to watch. And like, I'm pretty sure they don't get like physically hurt. Like, I'm pretty sure they untie them and they're fine.
Oh, 100%. I know but that these people like, care about their animals.
Scared and they don't like it.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, it's hard to watch.
Yeah. I just can't picture. I can't imagine tying up Cheesy and Mackie. You know.
It's hard to watch. Definitely.
I'm sorry.
You know. Definitely hard to watch.
Here, snip more into the microphone. Yeah. But yeah, I couldn't even. The rodeo itself was like 3.5 hours. I could not stay for the concert. Taylor was like, oh, how was the concert? I was like, I did not even stay for the concert. I was too sober, so tired. I was like yawning. It was 10:30 at night. I was like, we need to get out of here. So yeah, I left. Did not watch the concert. But I'm sure it was good.
Probably.
Yeah. But Sunday.
Sunday we had a girls brunch, which was so fun. We all kind of brought stuff to Sam's house and had a little brunch.
I want to do that more often. It was so fun.
It was really fun. It was a nice little wholesome way to start the day.
Yeah. Which we lost sleep that night.
You know?
So the whole, like, I felt like when we were sitting there, I was like, oh my God, it should be like 3 p.m., but it was only about like 11. I was like, what is going on? And I made eggs for the whole crew. Everyone brought like a bunch of different things. And then my boyfriend and his best friend showed up after their hockey game because I was like, there's going to be so much leftover food. Like, just come. You can eat it, whatever. And they come in the door. We're like doing typical girl talk.
Yip-yapping.
They're like, oh my God, this is the gates of hell. We need to get out of here.
We are literally... So I'm talking about my drama from Friday and what pissed me off. And everyone is just like... Because obviously you tell a big group of girls, no matter what the guy did, okay? You tell a big group of girls that like some guy remotely pissed you off. Oh my God. And we're just going in. Like we walk in and like our friends are like, I bet his dick is small anyways. And they're like, holy shit, this guy's getting fucking chewed out right now. Like they were like, this is so scary. And then it was so funny. So our friend is like been going on dates with like one of our girlfriends that was there. So I go outside. I was like, so you... like, so cute. Like, yeah, like, you like her? Like, that's so cute. He was like, I don't know. After hearing you guys talk about guys, like, I'm scared.
I know. Like,
I was like, yeah, fuck around and find out because you're next.
Yeah,
we'll
right.
You're saying, and I bet his dick is small.
Yeah. Well, we were literally saying that.
That's we're what like, I'm saying. We were like, when I tell you, like, and for, like, honestly, no reason, like, but, like, just, like, ripping this guy. They walked in, they were like, holy hell.
Yeah, they're like, did we regret coming here?
Like, I'm scared. Like, pray for my boy. Like, yeah. He is not doing well. Cheese right now? Red Rocket? Oh, no.
No. Cheese. You're liking this a little bit too much, man. You can't see it.
I can't see it, thank God.
Oh, but he's still too cute. I need my microphone.
But, yeah, they were like, oh, my God, these girls are vicious. Like... Yeah. I'm dead.
Yeah. So everyone ended up leaving about like 11:30, 12. Y'all all went to the gym. I was like, it's a rest day for me. I have not had a rest day all week, so I'm going to be doing that.
Yeah, I went to the gym. I did cardio, and then we did legs. And then, guys, I'm back to trying to be able to do a muscle up. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. So just stay fucking tuned. And yeah. A handstand.
I'm back into my ability to do pull-ups, which is nice.
That's when I do pull-ups every single day I go to the gym.
Yeah, I'm gonna get back into that because I didn't feel any issues with my chest when I was
I want to do a muscle up. This guy was like, I've never seen a girl do one, and I'm like, give me... I said July. He said no shot.
Mm-hmm.
I said yes,
I have faith. If you do it every...
No, I'm good. I'm
every day,
literally, like, guys, I'm in my gym grind. Like, all I want to do is work out. I'm gonna do it.
Yeah, the I was the complete opposite on Sunday. I was like, I am fiending for some fucking fast fucking greasy food. Hattie B's just opened up here in Austin, so I was like, I want to go there. We went, drove all the way over there. Line was out the door, so I was like, fuck this, we're going to not a damn chance burger. We got these greasy ass big ass burgers, smash burgers.
Yum.
They were so good but so expensive. It was like $40 for fucking two burgers and fries. We didn't even get drinks. But it was definitely worth it because those burgers literally melted in your mouth. They smashed the burgers with some onions in the inside and jalapenos and their special sauce and cheese. Oh, it was so good. And it was really hard to get down there because it's South by Southwest for the next 2 weeks. So the traffic was insanely horrible. It took about an hour to go all the way to Hattie B's. And then from Hattie B's, because it was not closed, but really busy, all the way over to Not a Damn Chance Burger took about an hour. I was starving. And we had the boys with us in the car too. So that was just like a shit show. But yeah. Mm-hmm.
We have, I think, the most submissions we've ever gotten of a question box ever.
People are like, wow, it's my time to shine. Shit talk my boyfriend.
You guys really...
Or ex-boyfriend.
There's so many, and they're all so different. Is there a thing that tells you how many there are?
I don't think so.
Oh, I wish I had like a... There's so fucking many, but... Shall we just...
Well, you know what I like about this is we did ours first, so it helps the girls get ideas of, like, the level of, like, insanity.
Well, I think after years, they realize they can share anything.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. I'm just gonna, like, fucking go for it. Lived with his baby mama. Yep.
Hey.
This one is funny. This one just says he was less than 100 pounds.
No.
Poor guy.
Well, definitely poor guy.
Poor guy, not like, the body shaming. Pretended to pass out and hyperventilated when I tried to break up with him. If you haven't been in that situation, you haven't lived.
I know, my first ever ex-boyfriend did that. And I literally had to tell him because he was literally questionable things were coming out of his mouth. I literally had to look at him and go, don't worry, like, we'll get back together. Just, I need to separate for some time. And finally he realized I'm not getting back with him.
Caught him paying for OnlyFans.
I was literally saying this the other day, like, because I do OnlyFans, guys, which it's like pretty PG'd. I've never been naked on it, but I want to know, like, the amount of guys that sub to mine that have girlfriends. Like,
someone DM'd us asking if we think that's cheating.
100%.
I mean, I don't think it's cheating, because I think cheating is one thing. This is just disrespect. It's its own wrong.
Yeah, it's not. Hey, Mackie, bro.
Mack, the computer. The computer.
Dude, my fucking animals just invade.
Yeah. Anyways. Oh,
and she's like, no,
I don't think it's
up.
Cheating. It's just its own fucked up thing.
Hey, jeez.
You can't be paying for other girls' OnlyFans.
Yeah, like, you can go to porn. That's free, and there's no, like, relationship there with that person. But OnlyFans, like, you're building a relationship with that person.
And if you guys want to, like, break up with your boyfriends, don't do this, because I warned you, okay? You can go into settings, like, look it up, because I can't tell you the exact things. But you can basically go to settings on Instagram and, like, profile activity. If you ever have your boyfriend's Instagram on your phone. And you can go to link clicks, and you can see every link in bio that they've tapped.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
And when they've tapped it. So, like, you can go see if their link taps are all, like, OnlyFans girls links in bios. So, sorry. Do it at your own risk.
Yeah.
Called me a bitch. Nice. Found an active Tinder on his phone.
Oh, the worst. That's giving me PTSD.
Told me I was losing my ab definition, and then cheated on me the next weekend.
What the fuck? Please tell me you didn't stay with him.
Well, this is things our exes did and we stayed.
Oh, fuck.
Remember?
Yeah.
Cheated and then joined a pyramid scheme, and I saw myself out. So she broke up after the pyramid scheme.
The pyramid scheme, no.
Look, cheat on me all you want. If you start selling Herbalife,
dude,
where it ends.
Falling for a pyramid scheme is for girls only. Hey, men cannot be falling for pyramid schemes. That's, like, so icky.
No, I'm saying you can do a lot to me. A lot. Sell Herbalife?
No.
Jeez, we're recording.
I know, dude. He's got the zoomies.
Ignored me for a day and told me it was because I was suspiciously grinning at my phone. What does that mean? Or you laughed at a TikTok and he was like, you're texting other dudes. If I'm grinning at my phone, it's because I'm watching the dumbest video you've ever seen.
That's the
or my own Instagram story.
That's the amount of insecurity that you need to be so insecure that, oh.
My ex was like that.
Dude, jeez, stop.
Got another girl pregnant and I contemplated staying. I was down bad. That's crazy.
That's nuts.
No.
Oh my God. He needs to just...
cheese.
Yeah, bro. You need to get out of here.
You're going bye-bye. Bye, cheese. The listeners are going to be so mad at you. You guys are banished for being rowdy. Locked me inside the car with him while he screamed at me and punched his steering wheel. And thank God it was only the steering wheel. That is a recipe. Like, that's... if a man is violent like that while you're fighting, that's a man that can't be trusted. And, like, you need to get out before it escalates. 100%. Oh my God, this one has so many parts. Messaged girls and then blamed me when I found out by saying he felt like he couldn't tell me he was depressed. So we needed to talk with other women sexually. Going with that, I slept with him after because he showed me a gun he was going to use on himself. Oh my God, trigger warning.
What?
I stayed with him for a few months until he dumped me. Holy fuck.
Oh my goodness.
Asked me to Venmo him for my Chipotle and I couldn't ask for guac because it was extra.
Oh my God.
If you're Venmoing for, like, lunch.
Dude, no. Literally no.
Unless you're, like, 15. Because yeah. Then you guys, like, don't have money. But what are we doing? But I think that with everyone. Like, I was out with my dance friends and it was like, oh, like, should have been, like, you're trying to really even it. And uh-huh. I was like, bro, we hang out. There'll be another time where, like, you buy something, like an Uber, like, it's fine. I'm like, we don't need to even it out to the fucking cent.
I agree.
There'll be I see you.
Like, I trust that you'll get me back.
There'll be some time that, like, you pay for parking or, like, an Uber. Like, it's chill. And I just, and especially your boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
No. Because, like, I wouldn't even, like, if we were at lunch, I wouldn't be like, hey, can you Venmo me for that, like, Chipotle? Like,
yeah.
That's just weird. Why?
Uh-huh.
Threatened to tie my cat to a rock and throw her in the river.
What the fuck?
Sam's boyfriend says he's going to do that to my cat all the time.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he definitely does say that.
Sex with my ex-best friend. Same, that happened to me too.
Oh my God.
No, this one can't be real. No. Ask his mom's ask his mom for nudes.
What?
No, no. I'm going to pretend I didn't read that. We're going to...
I really hope to God that's not fucking real.
No, that didn't. We're going to... I hope that was a typo. We're done.
Like, maybe ask, like, his girlfriend's mom? Not his real... His mom.
I honestly don't even want to look into it. I'm
I'm going to pretend like it was asked, like, my mom for nudes. Like, my boyfriend asked my mom for nudes. Not
maybe.
He asked his own mom for nudes.
Yeah, no. I'm literally just going to... Nope.
That's nuts.
Made me sneak through the window for the first 2 months of dating to hide me from his parents. This is all one girl. Okay.
Oh, my God.
So, there's, like, seven parts. Cheated on me while I was out of town and then told me it was my fault because he missed me.
It's your fault that I missed you so much and needed to hook up with another girl.
He probably told you that he pretended the girl was you.
Yeah, no, literally.
He was like, no, like, she had brown hair and you have brown hair. So, like, I just, like, was pretending it was you. It was only from the back.
Oh, my God, bro.
Forced me to have sex if I wanted to hang out and would tell me to go home. Begged me to have a threesome with my best friend. That's crazy.
Bro, it's actually insane how...
This is all one girl, okay? I'm still going. Made me put weed in my bra when we got pulled over. Then yelled at me when I said no. He wanted you to go to jail for his ass. That's crazy. Said he would break up with me if I decided to go to an SEC school. Same. Told me I couldn't wear Lululemon. Random. Okay.
Yeah.
Started a fight over taking a pic with my gay best friend at a dance competition. Oh my God, classic. Made me delete a photo of me doing a leap on a beach. I was a dancer. Yes, all of these are true. Rest in peace. I'm in a happy relationship now. Girlfriend.
It's crazy that these people actually exist. Like, I've been there. I've been through that. But it's crazy to me how this shit happens every day.
Controversial take. Like, I feel like that guy, like, you deserve to be in jail.
Yeah.
Like, you're kind of crazy.
Not even jail. Maybe just, like, rehab of some sort.
Yeah, like, locked up, though. Like, yeah. Away from the public.
Mm-hmm.
You need, like, some time to yourself.
We need to make it publicly known, too, when these types of crazy men are, like, walking the streets of the world. Like, there needs to be, like, a sticker on their forehead. Like, unstable. Like, no, can't like, be in relationship.
Crazy.
Can't be talking to
that's
females.
Crazy.
Yeah.
He took a different girl to prom. One time, my ex-boyfriend, and I kind of get where he's coming from this, but I also don't at all. So my ex-boyfriend was, like, friends. We were juniors and he was friends with the seniors, and prom at my school was only senior. It wasn't like a junior thing too. He was friends with the seniors, so he dead ass was like, would you care like if I went to prom as like so and so's date, like a girl's date? Because you had to be, if you weren't a senior, like on paper you had to be someone's date to go. And he like wanted to go with his friends, and he was like, would you care if I was her date? And I was like, yeah, like, yeah, I would care if you were her date to prom. I don't want you to be someone else's date to prom. But he's like, I just want to go with my friends. And I'm like, you're going to like take pictures with her and like wear a matching fucking suit? No. And what? He was really like, I thought you would say yes. And I'm like,
why would you think that?
Yeah, no.
My ex, when we first started dating, almost didn't go to prom with me. He asked me to be his girlfriend, and prom was like 2 months later. And he was like, well, I like don't think we can go together. And I was like, why? He was like, we just started dating and like I just don't want to cause drama within like our friend group. And I was like, but I'm your official girlfriend now. Like, wouldn't it make sense to go together? And I had to literally convince him to go to prom with me, which we ended up going together. But like, why would a man, if you're dating, seeing each other, why would you contemplate going together? Fucking weird.
So weird. I don't really get this one, but I think it's kind of funny. Made me call him every day from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Why? But this is where it's funny. Then yelled at me for not being interesting enough. That's funny. That is funny. I don't really get what this means. Did coke and gaslighted me into thinking it was coke he just snorted. What does that mean? Bam. Get out of here.
Gaslight you into coke that...
I don't really get what he's saying. Snorted. My dad died, rest in peace, so I was going through it. He told me to try losing weight to take care of it.
That is the perfect opportunity to tell your significant other to lose fucking weight. What?
That's crazy.
Oh.
Told me we're exclusive, then a week later got with one of my friends. Classic. Threw my hamburger on the floor in Waffle House. That's funny.
Dude, I'm so happy I never had to deal with any of this shit ever again, hopefully.
Are they going to say that I've never had to deal with any of this shit? I'm like,
no, no, no. Like, I hate to break it to you, like, you did. Ever again.
Hopefully, not
going to. Been there, done that.
Gave me an STD. There we go.
Dude, imagine my current boyfriend just like turns into like the most like crazy man ever. He just wakes up one day and chooses violence.
This girl's still dating him. Slept in a bed with two girls, one being one he hooked up with. I'm still dating him.
And the fact, okay, here's the thing with this. She knows she's in the wrong if she submitted that. Like, she knows. Like, on it, like.
And she said, keep it anonymous.
Yeah, like, if I'm still with my man and admitting his, like, really bad wrongdoings, I don't know. Get out, girl.
Showed everyone at work videos of us having sex without my consent.
What?
That is crazy.
What the fuck?
We were cuddling and he apologized because his ankle monitor cut me. He was on house arrest.
Girl, why? I need to know why he was on house arrest.
That's crazy. He cheated on me with his stepsister. That's not blood. But and then I got back with him 1 year later because he changed. Period.
Oh my God.
Also, I'm not reading the ones that say, there's a few of you that talked about how your boyfriend, like, trigger warning, like, hit you. I'm just not saying those, so it's like really serious and we're kind of just laughing over here. But I'm very sorry and please get out of those situations.
Yeah.
There's a few of those. My boyfriend cheated on me while I was in eating disorder treatment.
Oh,
damn. Confessed that he only dated me as a bet with his friends to see how far I'd go. Damn.
Wait,
ouch.
Say that again. He
only dated her as a bet with his friends to see how far that they'd go.
Oh, I hate men. It's official. I don't like men.
Oh, no. Would show me pics of other girls at his school and say I should dress / look like them.
This is why I don't want to go back into like the single dating scene. Because I don't even want to even experiment with something like that ever again. Because it's common. I want to say, like, what? Maybe one in fifth of a man? No, maybe even more.
I was going to say half.
So, like, one out of the two men out there are batshit crazy and will treat you like that.
This one's... I like these that are just, like, so... Like, it's so stupid, but it's like, well, they're a piece of shit. Like, charged me gas money to pick me up from the airport to visit him. So she flew in to visit him. He picked her up and asked her for gas money.
Been there, girl.
She bought a flight.
Been there, girl. Done that.
Like, stuff like that where it's like, okay, that's like so stupid, but it's like, wow, you're actually insane. And guys, things like that, that's the red flag where you have to leave right after that.
Yeah.
Because that's right before, like, anything gets serious.
My ex-boyfriend went to a military school up in Vermont, and I would drive out. I played field hockey and lacrosse, so keep in mind, I did not have a lot of free time. So if I went to go see him, it was after my game on a Saturday, and I would drive up 3 hours to go see him. He's in a military school. So majority of the time, I couldn't even stay there. I would go just for a few hours and come home because you can't sleep there. They're not allowed guests. So I would either drive all the way up there, stay for a few hours, then drive home. Or if I stayed there, I snuck into his dorm room in a military like base dorm room where there's guards. And I would sneak into there and I would like hide under his mattress like this, under the mattress when the guards would come in to examine the room. Somehow I'd get away with it. But he would never come visit me because his excuse was, oh my God, I'm in military school. But he would sneak out for other things.
Yeah. I love how you're just adding to your own list of things. Because there's so much more.
I feel like we have to talk about ourselves too. Like,
no, I'm saying you've already shared on the last one, like, so many bad things and the fact that there's more.
Oh, dude, I told you that there's more.
Yeah.
The ones that I was telling you about that I couldn't talk about on here.
These are funny. A few of them just say, like, he didn't have a job. Yeah, fuck that. He always spelled my name wrong. That's crazy.
That's nuts. That's nuts.
That's crazy.
Like, what?
Like, that's almost... Yeah, because cheating and being a dick is one thing, but you can't spell your name right.
Like, what is your contact in your phone for him or with him?
Oh, God. This one is different type of crazy. My ex broke into my house and slept with someone in my bed. And I took him back.
What? No, I hope you're not with him.
Well, she said
Okay, good.
But I guess in the moment she took him back.
Oh my God. Dude.
That's insane.
You know what's crazy? Like, I really hope all of these, I hope we're all learning from our experiences and knowing our worth, because this shit is crazy.
Kept love letters from his ex in his bedside table and didn't get why I wanted him to toss them. Okay, I still have shit from my ex-boyfriends because my mom kind of told me that, like, one day they'll just be memories from, like, my high school and stuff, and, like, I shouldn't get rid of them.
But, like, the t-shirts?
No, I got rid of the t-shirts. Oh. I have, like, a box of stuff because my first boyfriend, I got rid of it all. And I kind of wish I have it. I kind of wish I had it because I'm like, damn, like, in the moment, I was like, I hate him. I don't want any of this. But now I'm like, damn, that was shit from, like, my first boyfriend. And, like, honestly, I kind of wish I had it just to, like, I'm a very sentimental person. Like, I have a box of my dance programs, my...
Yeah, but that's different.
No, but I have, like, everything from high school.
You're telling me you're going to get married one day, move into a house with your husband, yeah, and I bring that box of your ex with you?
I have it. I have it. It's not on my bedside table. It's, like, deep in a closet.
And you're going to... I don't know.
Yeah, no. I don't know. I've just, like, never got rid of
Maybe not an ex of just your... a box of your ex's things, but maybe you can add, like, a few of those into your, like, high school memory box.
Yeah, take a few out and just
put
them
in there.
Yeah, but,
like, you don't need, like, an ex box.
It's like, small. It's tiny.
But still, like, you can take that box and make, like, a high school memory box. Okay. A middle school memory
box. Well, I have a high school memory box. It's actually probably... I think it's just high school. And... maybe I'll just take a few things out and put them in there.
You don't need
I have it,
Xbox.
But it's not, it wasn't in my bedside table. It's, like, deep in a closet.
Yeah.
It's, like, I never looked at it, you know?
Yeah, I would just feel weird, like, opening it up and, like who am I going to show? Like, I would want to show my children my memory box with my husband from when we were younger, you know?
Yeah, I just had, I came across it when I was packing. Like, I don't look at it regularly, but I was, like.
I started making a memory box with my, current boyfriend. He bought
me. That is so unlike you.
I know. It's in my bathroom, so it's like a shadow box, and you can just, like, slip things into it. So I've been doing, like, photo booth photos, and there's other random little things to put into it. But one day, I'll show my little family it.
That's so crazy that you're like, I'm gonna marry him. That's
good.
Why
would I date him if I didn't think
I know. I think it's just crazy because it's like, wow, it's really about that time. Oh my God, speaking of marrying, I randomly, like, was kind of stalking people I used to go to high school with. Like, I just went down a rabbit hole. Oh, my God. And, like, seeing, like, people that are together, like, engaged. Like, these two people from my high school that
weren't together in high school.
I did not know, like, really even communicated a lot are engaged.
No, that's how I feel about mine, too. I'll go over to my page. I'm like, what the fuck?
Unless they did date in high school and I just have, like, short-term memory loss. But I don't think they did.
Yeah.
Whatever. They're engaged. And it was freaking me out. Said he was coming to my grandma's funeral, then ditched me the day of. That's crazy. Threw my phone because I got put in a group project with a boy in it in college. That is so something my ex would do. Only referred to me as bitch instead of my name or literally anything else. I'm sorry. What?
Yeah, that's an extreme.
I feel like that's a joke. We did long distance and he refused to talk to me on the phone because he wasn't quote unquote good at it. Okay, I'm going to be done with the question box. And we got some, like, long ones. So I just want to see, like, who sent in other things. Oh, so this person, like, their ex met their whole family, but on the way there, they had picked up alcohol and they got pulled over. So he had to drink it all and he spilt it all over himself. So he showed up to the family thing, like, covered, like, alcohol. And then he kept leaving the house to, like, go drink, like, alcohol out of the thing and, like, was just, like, so drunk at their family party. And then this man also had a Tinder profile to get girls for his friends. Classic.
Dude, that's Tinder to get girls. That's what my boyfriend did. The Tinder for his friends. He's like, I had the Tinder, not for me. Like, okay, bud.
Posted a pic of the girl he was cheating on me with on his main Snap story. And then when I confronted him, he said he thought it was his private story for the guys. That's wild.
Yeah.
Okay, last one. I found messages between my ex and another girl that they were hanging out and he was picking her up in my car, telling her it was his. So we got a liar and a cheater and a broke ass.
Yeah, broke ass bitch.
A broke ass and a liar and a cheater. Well, you guys are insane. Ah, you guys are insane.
Yep.
And well, these men are crazy.
Yeah, they really be out here just stirring up the pot and making life a little bit too interesting.
I want to know, like, the ages all these things happened.
Probably, like, teens, early 20s.
Yeah, but I would die if someone was like, he was 27.
Yeah. Wait, that happens.
I know. Like Clay.
Yeah.
Fucking 30-year-old ass.
Anyways, that's about it for me.
That's about it for me, too.
We're moving, or well, moving this week. So, guys, shop merch. We got only about a few weeks left of being able to have storage for all this merch. So,
yeah, you guys are killing it. I'm going to do it. Like, I'm going to pack it soon. I got new labels, but I think they don't work for the printer. If you remember me saying that, I don't know. I got like fucked up ones. They won't print. So I can't print labels. Woo. So I have to order new ones and then pack it. But I did not forget about it. It just might be after I move and stuff. So it might be next week that they ship out.
All right, guys, that's it. Bye.
Bye.
Pluto TV is TV the way it should be, free. With over 300 channels, thousands of movies and TV shows costing zeros of dollars. So if you want to watch shows like Ghosts, The Walking Dead, CSI, Star Trek, or The Price is Right, well, The Price is Right. It's free. Hit movies like Braveheart, Sonic the Hedgehog, Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, or Mean Girls won't cost you a thing because everything is free. All you have to do is download the app, which, by the way, is also free. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Flight 562 is...
Oh, my gosh. My gosh, Brooke, we're going to miss our flight.
We didn't finish the promo.
Can we just record it on the plane?
I will not be that person.
What if we record it in the bathroom?
Ew, no, that is disgusting.
We'll just have to go off the cuff and tell everyone about our podcast right now, called Gals on the Go.
Well, we are two gals constantly on the move with weekly conversations about friendship, navigating your 20s, relationships, trends, and just our exciting, chaotic lives.
Will Brooke Michio and Danielle Carolyn please come to
well,
the gate?
Well, I think it's time to board now, but this should be enough, right?
Yeah, I'm sure they won't use it.
But in case they do, new episodes of Gals on the Go drop every Wednesday.
Find us wherever you get your podcasts.